It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
A toxic brew of fertilizers and sewage.
My dad always told me the more you stomp and poop, the more it stinks.
Okay, so your heart broke.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today on the show, Iron Mike Ditka.
You believe it.
You were in Chicago when he was the great Mike Ditka,
in
right?
In 85, when the city went crazy, and when every member of the Chicago Bears was a personality that was known by every single Chicagoan.
Amazing group of guys. Yeah. You know, a lot of quirkies. Guys. The amazing Jimmy McMahon. He's in town, I guess.
I hear Regis is in town, too.
Regis really? Is in town?
I guess they're in for some medical conference where they're, you know, Regis
well,
has
Regis
had...
Regis is on the table?
About Regis.
Well, Regis had the ticker surgery. I think Ditka's had ticker issues.
Yes, he has.
And maybe some hip replacements as well. So they're talking about some medical conference. You know, typically, I got the information about Ditka and why he's here, but I want to talk about the Bears.
The of course. Bears.
And being the coach. And I did, you know, find out that he's got Mike Ditka Resorts.
All right, let's go.
Right down where you were, Rob, down there in Orlando. He's got Mike Ditka Resorts.
That'd be fun.
Go down to Ditka Resorts.
Mike Ditka's Type A Resorts.
All right, we'll be trying something new coming up here in
You're
a second.
You're going to have a good time.
But first, let's get a very first buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, the one, the only, the man, the legend, the Buzz Babe Magnet, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We told you recently about a California judge who's taking a lot of heat for sexually explicit photos and videos on his personal website. You remember that?
Not that good idea for a judge to have that kind of stuff.
No, and especially here and now. And all this happened, all this came out, just as he was about to preside over the trial of a truly disgusting pornographer.
It's really a bad break for Judge Ditka.
I say you're guilty.
Guilty.
My office and my robe's up here at 10800 Washington, son.
Now, the pornographer's website includes bestiality and scatology, among other kinks.
Okay, so we're talking about deep stuff.
Really
we're talking about the underbelly of the internet.
Now, the judge's website, on the other hand, features goofy stuff. A guy being chased by an aroused donkey. A naked woman on all fours painted up as cows.
Now, do we know how legit this judge's website? Because what you're talking about right now, when I hear it on its surface, it sounds to me like the kind of crap somebody would send you, you know, like your buddy, your golfing buddy would say, hey, look at the aroused donkey chasing the guy. Look at the women on all fours. I got one email day that said,
look at the aroused donkey. I think you should golf with
all of them. All my golf players, you get crap on the internet. People send stuff. You get that stuff. Brad sends you all that gay porn, doesn't he?
All I get is business related emails.
Hi, Rob. It's Brad.
Right.
I sent you something.
Brad sounds like me.
Enjoy.
No one's surprised.
I'm just kidding. I have to make it very clear because I'll see him, I'm sure, soon. You know, Brad, I'm just kidding.
Of course.
All right.
Naked women on all fours painted as cows and a transsexual doing a striptease. And you're right. It's just a personal website that was accessible only to people who knew how to get in, his friends.
And it sounded like a comedic as well as
exactly.
porno.
And now it's blocked completely. Like, nobody can see it now.
Right, like Benny Hill Show.
But it also goes to show that you have to be, you know, even if you're a judge, you have to be clean as a whistle. You can't mess around like everybody else.
So maybe he's not the right judge for this trial after all.
Probably not.
But his wife, the wife of Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals Chief Judge Alex Kaczynski, says it's not porn, it's comedy. Quoting her, Alex isn't into porn, he's into funny, and sometimes funny has a sexual character.
We have a tape from his wife, as a matter of fact. Oh, here she is now.
Escort, hooker, prostitute, whore, I don't mind what you call me.
Well, that's Mrs. very Kaczynski. Liberal of her, isn't it?
Is that Boston Legal? Is that from Boston Legal?
No, that's from a new show. I think it's called Streetwalker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's about prostitutes.
You know, a show that I have not seen that I wanted to see, and I don't know how good it is, Swingtown. I talked about Swingtown.
I watched the first episode, or the second episode of it.
Any good?
It's okay.
Is it dirty enough?
I wish that the women were hotter. Yeah, they worked so hard on making it look like the 70s that the women look like they're from the 70s.
And they're not. It's not titillating enough?
Not enough. And it's got Grant Show in it from Melrose Place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Grant Snow. I don't know.
I wanted to look in on it.
The
but,
music is good.
Okay, well, what the?
They went to the Playboy Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and, you know, you saw Playboy bunnies and their
outfits.
They
go to the Grotto?
They didn't know. No, they're in Chicago. They're
See,
Chicago
even if
based.
It's even. If it's not like super porn.
It's not. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Buzz?
Yes.
I took your advice.
Oh, yes?
I was on the treadmill yesterday.
Uh-huh. Oh, you tried it.
And I had been golfing the day before.
The porn
and,
workout.
What advice is this?
I wasn't feeling really good on the treadmill. I was really, really dogging it. I mean, and I was not going at a heavy speed.
Time
but
drags.
It's the first workout of the week. And, you know, you're just dragging your ass. You don't want to be there. So I have a subscription to the Playboy channel.
There you go.
And I went on to the Playboy channel.
That is perfect.
And it was really, really great. They had these two girls stripping in front of this old man. Mm-hmm. They're playing that candid camera they do.
Right.
Busted on Playboy TV.
Right.
But there was enough nudity to keep me going on my treadmill.
And see, doesn't time go faster than it does with, say, CNN on the TV?
Absolutely.
And, so while you're working out?
Yeah.
This must have been discussed when I was gone.
It was.
I watched Playboy TV. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If I'd had the access to it on my downstairs TV, I would have watched something harder. I really would. I would have watched something triple X.
If you had stayed with the Playboy Network longer,
but
you
it's
might
a great.
Watched.
No, once again, you know, Daddy Warbucks comes up with these great tips, and they all involve sex, and that's why he's older in age, but he's younger in heart.
He thinks that something harder might not be so good for that.
I'll let you know because I'm going to try it.
That'd be good.
I'm hooking up. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to hook up a DVD to the TV downstairs,
right?
And I'm going to watch some of the new stuff that we got from what company?
Is
it Vivid or Wicked?
Wicked Pictures.
Wicked Pictures sent us like their whole collection.
Well, mine was stolen.
Somebody stole Rob's.
We're going to get on that. But make Operation Desert Stormy one of your first watches. I understand the previous reviews have called it the best porn film ever.
Really?
Yes.
Right.
We'll talk about that more.
I wonder what makes it so good.
The storm.
I don't know.
The storm.
I think it's the desert.
Could be hype. That's just what I read.
The desert's dry, though, right?
Very good. I don't know.
Brain scans now show differences between the brains of gays and the brains of straight.
Hello, gorgeous.
Yeah, Mike.
Like you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And they show similarities between the brains of gay men and lesbians. Now, in straight people, the two halves of the brain are the same size. In gays and lesbians, the right half is slightly bigger.
That's what's going on around the country.
Oh,
here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
I didn't mean that at all. I was just kidding.
Sorry. Hey, Al.
Sorry, Al.
All this supports the theory that sexual preference is mostly determined before we're born.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
There she is.
Therefore, it makes sense that people who are straight or gay were born that way.
Well, I've always believed that, and I think it's bigoted not to believe that. I mean, I think that, you know, gay bashing people might say, oh, they don't choose to be like that. Did you watch any videotape of the Gay Pride Parade in Washington over the weekend?
I was there.
It's amazing. You're not. That's. I think you're pre-programmed for that.
Yeah,
I don't think
so
that's.
Why would anyone choose it?
Pretty distinct difference.
Well, they would. People would make the argument that you don't get enough love from your same sex, or you want attention, or you're acting out because you've got parents
Didn't
that you want to rebel
from
against.
Dad,
okay.
You
know, same reason you would do other sorts of bad behavior. Because they consider that, you know,
right.
Those people that consider that bad behavior, I think you're wired that way. I mean, most people,
have to be.
I think there are exceptions to the rule.
Well, religious conservatives have argued that gayness is a learned behavior. But quoting one researcher in this project, as far as I'm concerned, there's no argument anymore.
Didn't we talk to, haven't we had people on the show over the years that would say, you know, I looked at, my friends were looking at Playboy magazines, but I was not interested
That's
at all.
That's right.
Yeah, we had a caller
that
recently.
Seems pretty natural to me.
You know who we should ask about this is Coach Ditka.
We should ask Sven Lloyd.
Yes, we should.
We should ask, is Sven Lloyd in the building? Beth Ann, is Sven Lloyd kicking around? I have a gay question for Sven Lloyd. Is he nancing around?
Mincing.
What, mincing?
Is he mincing around?
I haven't heard that one.
Beth Ann, you can just pop your head in the door. And is he around or did he leave already?
He has left the building.
Oh. Yeah, have we ever interviewed him about his love for Buzz?
Only briefly.
You started.
Okay.
And then you got sidetracked.
What is your theory? You're from the Bible Belt, and you were raised in a very strict religious background. Bigoted. So do you think it's learned, or do you think it's pre-programmed?
I think it's probably a combination of both. I think some people are really born.
Mm-hmm.
Way to commit.
Yeah. Well, but then I think environment affects as well.
She's bi-opinionated.
What if you're raised in a theatrical environment?
You're gay.
That's right.
See, that would Rob really should, by all accounts, be, you know.
I question.
He should be divine.
I should. And you know what, Mike? You should be my lover.
I know.
He is divine.
Well, and yet we're straight.
But isn't that what we've really always wanted?
Sure.
Congratulations on the 9 pounds.
Thank you.
Yeah,
congratulations. Nice. What is it, two?
It's three.
Three. Congratulations on
Actually,
the
3 pounds. Actually, it's four, ass. I was really being nice there, Eustain.
I was trying.
I noticed you coming down the stairs.
It's hard not to gloat, isn't it?
It is. 9 pounds. Is that a new, like, early record for you, like, for at the beginning?
God, of course.
That's incredible. Yeah,
I would think.
What did you notice when I was going down the stairs?
Your ass.
Thank you. That's where I lost it all.
Your beautiful round ass.
Lost it all from my ass. I no longer look like Kim Kardashian.
I disagree.
It's the eyes.
I believe I'm going to throw up.
Born or learned, whatever. There's just no convincing some people, especially people from the old school. In Reading, Pennsylvania, a 61-year-old woman is facing 22 years in prison for child abuse after beating her 16-year-old granddaughter with her cane and a belt. This after she caught the girl in a lesbian scissor fest with the teenaged girl from next door.
Oh, dear.
The granddaughter will be okay.
What do you say to that, Buzz? Whose side do you take in that one, huh? That's terrible.
Yeah, granddaughter's going to be okay. Grandma argues that she should be able to punish the child any way she likes.
She left the neighbor alone?
Not with the old wooden cane.
Yeah, cane and a belt.
The wooden cane is... the belt, I think, really, in 2008, you don't use tools.
Right.
Yeah, your kid starts to cross the street, and you've told them to stop, and they're going to get hit by a car. You want to give them a little rap on the bottom, make them not forget that moment. I'm all for it.
Use nothing the prosecutor can hold up in court as the weapon.
That's not the whole reason. It just seems a little especially
about a wooden spoon.
And 16, I bet the grandmother was close in age, even though she had a cane. I bet she was a young grandmother.
Grandmother was 32.
61. No, grandma was 61.
Yeah, really.
61.
A little young for a cane, don't you think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, years and years of bad eating.
Yes. Quite a swing, though.
You think grandma was a big woman?
Maybe not, just ill.
There you go. What are you doing? Oh, my God.
I guarantee you this. The last time she went to a theme park, she rented a scooter.
I swear to God, if you ever do that again with the neighbor girl, you're coming to us from the Isle of Lesbos. That's terrible. Get out of my house.
Who are you?
I'm Grandma. How are you?
How are ye?
Yeah, you're not behaving like my son. He's a good boy.
What's his name?
His name is Cletus.
Okay, what does he say?
He says this every day to annoy that one guy that doesn't like it.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Thank ye.
Well, there's a nude beach controversy somewhere every summer.
Yes.
But this one's worth defending, partly because it's been around for more than a quarter century, and partly because only people who walk past the warning sign can see it. It's also not the only beach near Westmore, Vermont. There are other beaches where the more inhibited can go. Mm-hmm. And it's not illegal. Vermont has no public nudity laws, and Lake Willoughby's Southwest Cove is one of the most famous nude beaches in the country.
Lake Willoughby.
Come see the cove.
Where are you going? You're going down here. Are you... Hey. Are you going down to Lake Willoughby?
Hey.
Willoughby?
Yeah, I went down to Lake Willoughby.
Sure.
Was bass fishing.
Missed really? It by one letter.
my boat suddenly went aground.
Uh-huh. Oh, how unfortunate.
I noticed there were breasts.
Yes.
Lake Willoughby.
Did this surprise you?
Yes, it did.
You had no idea.
I put away my worms. My worms.
Hey, nice Willoughby.
Big fun.
It's also not a case of sex on the beach. That there is a law against, and there's also a rule banning photography without permission. Now, on any nice day, you'll find naked people there sitting in beach chairs or paddling canoes.
I bet they're just like the nudists, though, right? They're not the hotties. It's not like frolicking.
Well, that's not really the purpose of it, then, however. Well, we're not doing the buzz babes here.
Well, yeah. Mike wants
listen to is he full of himself today or what?
Ready to go.
He is. It's not like the buzz babes.
Loaded for bear.
Most beautiful women that I've collected from all over the world.
I hold them in the palm of my hand.
If people want to go in the woods where they can't be seen and take off their clothes and enjoy the sunshine and the fresh air, why shouldn't they be allowed to do so?
This is a wonderful debate, and I am prepared to debate you on this subject. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have had nudists. I think we've had... were you with the show when we actually went to the nudist colony?
When we did the DVD in the New York Olympics.
Okay, so you were with us there.
Sure.
Here's my point.
All right.
I think if you are so happy mm-hmm. with the human body mm-hmm. that you want to show it off and share it with everybody, you want to shed your clothing, mm-hmm. I think you're going to disagree with this. You have an obligation to get it in shape and make it look good for the other people.
Well, everybody has the obligation to be as healthy as you can be and to make the best of what you have.
I don't
have.
Look at it that way. These are nudists. They have more of, they have a greater obligation.
But they're courteous, to Mike. Whom? They carry a towel.
To whom are they obligated?
They're obligated to the other nudists, the other people, because I wouldn't want to go to a nudist camp mm-hmm. unless I was going to show my body off because I had gotten it sculpted, which uh-huh. it's not. Uh-huh. That's why I would never go to a nudist camp
right
now.
You've not been invited.
But the thing is, other people, when we went there, mm-hmm. I was just disappointed, and all the nudists have always disappointed me. There was probably,
but they're not there.
Our
to
DVD
please.
Had like one. I know they're not there. Yes, but they should be. That's what I'm saying.
I know. So
because deep down inside, Buzz, uh-huh. I don't believe what they say about, oh, it's the freedom of expression. We just want to take our clothes off. No, because deep down inside, it's a kink.
No,
it's a perv. That's what I believe.
I believe it is too.
I believe that deep down inside, they just want to get naked. And they want to see other people naked, and that's what it's
More
all about.
More than that, I
you
think
you don't believe
they,
this,
they
do you, Mr. Hedonism?
They want other people to see them naked.
Right.
I disagree with that.
Hey, Rob.
Mike.
I'm going to add that to the list of
Photorama. Oh.
All right?
I like that.
I put a 10-subject list on to help people
That's
Photorama.
Good. That's good.
This would be the bonus topic.
See, what Mike is afraid is that when he goes to the nudist colony, he doesn't want to see patrons that look like the man in the game Operation.
Well,
exactly.
There are no mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I interrupted. Go ahead, Bruce.
Now, of course, there's a move to ban nudity on that beach and a campaign to keep things just the way they are.
So I don't, you know, I'm all for them. Even though I don't think that, I think most nudists are kind of schlubby and they gross me out.
Well, live and let live. Don't
look
at
also,
them.
But also, you know, I think we're too uptight about nudity in this country anyway.
There you go. Now you're talking.
But now so we're on the same page.
I think so.
You're
we found some
both
common
sides,
ground.
We usually
no,
are.
No, when I'm talking about nudists, I'd like to let them be naked. But what I'm saying to nudists as well, for all of us, for those of us that just like to see people naked, you know, raise the bar a little bit.
All right.
You know, especially the ladies.
But not that bar.
You know what? I'd
get
like
yourself in shape.
And I'd like to challenge people in clothing to lose some freaking weight.
Well, Rob and I are trying.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everybody.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. All right, then.
And you know, he's gotten more powerful since the whole Buzz Babe thing.
He
knows what he's done.
Who wants to fight?
He knows how successful he's become.
He's relishing it.
He's half. He delivered. He delivered all of his Buzz Babes, and he's got two more coming Friday, and he says maybe more.
Yeah.
There's going to be a fight today.
I can't wait.
Fighting words.
A 20-year-old co-ed at Penn State's been charged with offending public decency after streaking during finals week.
Now, see, this I approve of.
It's a tradition, in fact.
Nittany Lions.
No.
She's actually one of seven students arrested, but she's the only one so far fighting the charges.
Cool. Boobs. Awesome.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Quoting her outraged lawyer, just because a person doesn't approve doesn't make it a criminal act. Have we lost our sense of humor?
You know, we have, and we have in some regards, and in other regards we haven't. This is totally unrelated,
right,
but somehow it just jogged me to talk about it. I did want to say this on the air. I wanted to weigh in on this whole subject of Tim Russert.
Yes, please.
It started with the coverage of Tim Russert passing away, and then it became a cottage industry for the pundits, both on radio and television, to talk about how overdone this is. And here's the deal. This is the way I read it. Mm-hmm. I am one of the people, and the ratings back this up, that have kind of flocked to the coverage of Tim Russert and the mourning of Tim Russert and the eulogies that they're giving him. And I'll tell you why. I think you got the real deal here. I think Tim Russert was the real deal.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And I do believe that the reason you're seeing this coverage is because there are so many people, certainly at NBC and around the Washington journalistic community, that were affected positively by this guy.
Oh, agreed. Sure. The country, maybe.
And, you know, I, for one, find it a tremendous relief to know that a guy that has attained that level had that great relationship with his family, with his coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? How often do we get that?
Not often enough.
And these people that are coming on and saying, oh, it's too much, that it's a cottage industry.
He was a rare deal.
I'm looking at Tom Brokaw. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Matt Lauer. I'm looking at Mike Barnacle, his friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the Matlins, right. James Carville.
Yeah,
I
right.
call
they,
them the Matlins.
They were deeply affected.
You're looking at people like that, and I watched the coverage, the special coverage of Meet the Press, and so what? Leave them alone.
Let
if they want to do this, if NBC wants to get on and you know, occupy their airtime, I found it incredibly refreshing that they were doing this for Tim Russert.
I agree.
Because I didn't know Tim Russert. I wanted to, he was on the list. I give Beth Ann almost every month.
We would have loved to have had him on
a list of people I would have loved to talk to.
Yeah.
He was a fun guy. He loved his kid. He loved talking about the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved politics. And
oh,
yes, you could
it.
Tell that. And you know what? If they want to spend more time eulogizing him and talking about how wonderful a human being he was above and beyond his accomplishments in broadcasting, God, isn't that a refreshing break?
A decent human being.
From Britney and Lindsay and all the crap
yes.
and people that we pay attention to because they're stains.
Thank you for saying that.
If we take a moment and take a deep breath and enjoy this coverage of what appears to be, I did not know the man, but appears to be a wonderful human being, mm-hmm. both professionally and personally.
Yep.
So what? More power to you. All his friends over at NBC, the Tom Brokaws, the Matt Lauers, that obviously loved this guy.
Yeah.
I say it was fun. I enjoyed it. When I say fun, it mm-hmm. was. I enjoyed watching this.
It was a celebration.
Because it was a celebration. And you say to yourself, you know, when you're in this business, you say, you know what? It's nice to know that guys like that, mm-hmm. you know, I as a broadcaster look at this and I say, it's nice to see a person like that can get to that level
mm-hmm. right.
and be so respected, not because he was successful as a journalist.
Right.
Because, you know, first of all, the Barack Obamas and the John McCains, when they come on, they're taking
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, here right. it is. Mm-hmm. I was interviewed by him. He was
right.
always fair.
Right.
Okay. I'm talking about his coworkers,
mm-hmm.
right down the line.
Yep, yep.
And I found it touching. I found it inspiring. And I'm glad they did it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they overdid it. Because,
no.
you know, they overdo a lot of things. But this was, I felt it was sincere.
Nothing that's wrong when we get a guy like that to savor it for
right.
a moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So that's, I'm sorry to go off.
I gotta,
oh, my God. There we go.
I can open
my mouth and 10 minutes goes by.
I can get us out in 30 seconds on a light and happy note if
okay,
you like
very
that.
Very good, very good.
We may have found a way to get Americans into soccer. Recent match between women from Austria and Germany had them wearing nothing but thongs and body paint to create the illusion of uniforms. The Austrian women won 10-5. Of course.
Is it televised?
I don't think so, no. Of course, they couldn't do the traditional swapping of jerseys, so they probably had to come up with something else.
Wow.
Coming up with a Hollywood Buzz, the most popular TV show in the world.
Oh,
and
boy.
And in the final buzz, Bush goes after Bin Laden, and just in time.
Yes.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Michael Mara Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Phonorama.
Now, this was the brainstorm up in the office. We
yes.
decided, you know, we do a lot of yapping on this show, and we have a lot of subjects that we want you to play with, but this is a chance for you. It is an open phone segment. It is your chance.
Phonorama.
To give us a call at 877-365-3636. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Rob's idea
table?
Is Phonorama was what Rob
Will
said.
Will you
Love
set
it.
The table for the dining? I said, you said
absolutely.
You had a list of topics.
All right, for example,
the
Tim
menu.
Russert, we just talked about Tim Russert.
Mm-hmm.
What
okay.
do you think about
that?
We can talk about
right.
that. The floods in Iowa, mm-hmm. Billy Ray Cyrus, gas prices, Obama McCain, sex. How soon we forget. That would be anything we've forgotten. The Buzz Babes, Beth Ann and Katie. What about their relationship?
Yeah, what about that?
Who will lose more weight, Rob or me? And then just added to our list of topics. This doesn't have to be used by you people.
Oh, no. No, you can order off the menu.
You can order off the menu if you wish. Are nudists kinky? All right.
Yeah.
Anything you would like to discuss, it's time for
Phonorama.
Get on the line to get on the air. We will take exclusively your phone calls on any subject you choose at 877-365-3636, including this. Do you hate the way I say we'll be right this after that? Beth Ann does.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hurt by it.
Oh, I'm sorry
Don't
to hear
be
that.
Hurt.
We'll be back right after this. How is that, normal?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.